So 10 minutes. Now we'll live for a few minutes. Vayim Hashem Moishon Nitei Yod Chalayam. Hashem's the Moishon Nitei. Stretch out Yod Chalayam. V'yoshuv Hamayim Al Mitzrayim. The waters return on Mitzrayim. Al Richbo V'al Parashav. Hashem said to Moishon, stretch out your arm on the Yam, and the waters will return on the Egyptians. So this pasuk already here, Revi, is already after Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yam split. It seems they already passed through. And now Moshe is doing a miracle that the Yam should go back to the way it was and drown the Egyptians. V'ayoyimer Hashem Moshe Neteya stretch out his yod chalayom v'yoshuv hamayim al Mitzrayim al rikboi on their chariots v'yal parashav. Hashem is asking him to murder the Egyptians. Isn't that interesting? Moshe Rabbeinu, by him doing this, Revi, Perek Yudalit Chavav. Perek Yudalit Pasuk Chavav. Vayomer Hashem Moshe.
The waters came back and they covered the chariots.
Yeshuvu Hamayim al Mitzrayim, the world will return on the Egyptians, al Rechboi, on the chariots, Vial Parosham, and the horsemen. So there are three things. It's going to come back on the Mitzrayim, on the Egyptians, on the chariots, and on the Parashav, and their horsemen. All right, let's see first Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Chavav, only one little Rashi. The Yeshuvu Hamayim Shezuk. Kufim v'oimdim kechoyma. Until this moment in time, the waters were standing up strong, standing up erect, like a wall. Yoshuvu l'mekoymam v'yichusu al Mitzrayim. They should return to their place and cover the Egyptians. Okay, so they're standing up, oimdim, like a wall. They're going to return and they're going to cover the Egyptians. Let's see what it says over here in the Targum. Targum pasuk chavav says, Amar Hashem l'Moshe areim. Yos Yodoch, lift up your hand al Yama on the Yam, the Suvun Maya, and the waters will return al Mitzray. So the word Mitzray means on the Egyptians al Diz al Risi Kehoin, the chariots yal Poroshehoin, and upon their horsemen. Okay, so what was bothering Rashi? The Yeshuvu Hamayim Shezukufim the Oimdim Kehoima. Yoshuvu l'mekoymam v'yichasu al Mitzrayim. So I guess Rashi, Yoshuvu means v'suvun maya. Targum said v'suvun maya, the water shall return al Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the horsemen. So what does Rashi come to say different? V'yoshuvu hamayim shezukuvim v'omdim kachem yoshuvu l'mekoymam v'yichusu al Mitzrayim. So maybe let me see first the commentator. Maybe we have to make a machlekes Rashi unklus. Let's see what it says over here in the commentator Chavav. Let's see. I'm looking. Is there anything over here? There's any comment over here? Chavay. No, there's no comment. All right, there's no comment. If I would know better.
Here I have. It says. And the waters will go back over the Egypt.
Egypt or the Egyptians?
Rashi says no, over the Egyptians.
Wait, what does it say? What does it say? Who says over Egypt?
And the waters will go back over Egypt, like of the land of
the
Egypt.
Land of Egypt.
Yeah. Could be understood as implying that the waters were originally over Egypt, over the land, but were removed from them and will return to their original state of having been over Egypt. Rashi explains this, it's not the intent of the apostle. So according to Rashi, it's only over the army, over the people which were on that place.
Over the place or the people?
Over the people which were in the...
In the Yam. Okay, it's interesting because the Targum, we once learned this, and the Targum over here, there's no comment over here, but over here, in the word in Mitzrayim, look at the Targum. V'yamar Hashem l'Moshe, arem yos yidoch al yama, v'suvun maya al Mitzrayim. The Targum very clearly says that it should go over the Egyptians, the people. The Targum says the people. The word Mitzrayim does not mean the land of Egypt. The Targum translates the word Mitzrayim as Mitzrayim, which means the people.
And Rashi says Egypt.
No, Rashi, you know, the word Mitzrayim could, in Hebrew, could mean either or. It could either mean, but the Targum is very precise. The Targum says that the water shall cover the Egyptians, the people. Targum says Mitzrayim does not, it means the Egyptians. So let's see if I can find another word over here. Let's see. Machane look pasach of Dalit. Chof. Okay, Ama Es Machane Mitzrayim. This also is the Egyptians. Let's find another pasuk. Let's see. Let me find another pasuk. I can't find the puzzle. It's from over here. Let's suppose the Viva Berry. So, yeah, let's marry some jumping. Nun Aleph. One second. Okay. Let's see. This is puzzle. Nun Aleph. Okay. Ma'aro de Mitzrayim. Okay. If you look back at the previous paragraph, Yud Beis. In Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Nun Aleph. Yud Beis, Nun Aleph, Ahavi, and there at the end it says, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hoitzia Hashem es b'nei Yisrael, from the land of Egypt, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So there when the Targum says, Me'ara de Mitzrayim. Whenever it says the word Mitzrayim in the Pasuk, and it refers to the land of Egypt, the Targum says Mitzrayim. But when the Targum wants to translate the word Mitzrayim as the Egyptians, like the land, it could say the land of the Egyptians. The land that was the land of the Egyptian people. That it says is the land of Mitzrayim means a physical location. The land of Egypt. Here, when it says the word Mitzrayim, it says Mitzrayim. Oh, here's another pasuk. Yeah, look at the last pasuk before we start. Pasuk Chafei. The pasuk right before we started today. It says the Adi Yos Gilgalei Risichon. Okay, over here it talks about Hashem removed the wheels of the chariots, and then it says Are Dahi Givurto Da Hashem Da Avad Lochay Hashem did to them Kiravin a war Bimitz Royim. A war b'mitzrayim, ki Hashem milcham lohem b'mitzrayim. So we look at the time pasuk chafei, perek yudalid pasuk chafei. Hashem has done a war ki ravin b'mitzrayim. He does not translate the word b'mitzrayim as mitzrayim. Whenever he refers to the land, the nation. The nation or the land refers to Egypt, the Targum is the word Mitzrayim. Whenever he refers to the citizens of Mitzrayim, then the Targum translates the word Mitzrayim as the Mitzrayim. So here, in this Pasuk, Chava, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Nitei Yad Tzot Chaliyam, V'yashuv HaMayim Al Mitzrayim, it does not mean the land of Egypt, it means the water shall return and drown the Egyptians. And that's why the Targum translates the word Mitzrayim as Amashon Sha'arem lift Yos Yidach Al Yama the Suvun Maya, the word shall return Al Mitzroe upon the Egyptians. Not upon the land of Egypt, but upon the Egyptians. Okay, now that's what the Targum says. Rashi, what is Rashi? Yeshuva Maim Shizukuvim Boim Dim Kichoimo. Yoshuvu limikoimam neshal. Rashi adds in a word over here. There's something that is bothering Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi is very disturbed about the word v'yoshuvu. The water shall return. Where are they returning to? So the Targum is not so clear. Targum says, v'suvun maya. Al Mitzrayim, the waters will return upon the Egyptians. That doesn't make any sense. What do you mean the waters are going to return on the Egyptians? The water didn't come from the Egyptians. The word return means this is where I belong. I start out over here, and now the water is returning back to its original location. The water did not start out. The water never started out on the Egyptians.
What is it talking about?
The water is water. So Rashi is coming to say, when it says v'yashuvu, it means originally the waters were flat, were horizontal. And then something changed. Then the water stood straight, vertical. So when it says v'yashuvu, the waters are going to return back to their original location. They're going to be horizontal. It happens to be, when the waters come back to the original location, the Egyptians that are here in the middle are going to drown. The drowning of the Egyptians is an indirect act of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is extending his matzah, and something is happening. What is happening? The waters are returning back to where they used to be. And it happens to be that because the Egyptians are in that location, the Egyptians are going to drown. From the Targum, it's mashma, that Moshe is killing the Egyptians. The waters are returning upon the Egyptians. Now, the problem is it doesn't make any sense because the word v'yeshuvu means to return. It's not really returning. It's attacking. It's killing. Rashi is adding a word into the pasuk that it does not say. V'yeshuvu limikoyma. The waters will return to their makom. And because it happens to be that the Egyptians are there, so they're going to get drowned. They're going to get drowned. Who's going to drown? The Egyptians and the horsemen and the chariots. Okay, so it's not. So Rashi here is definitely bothered by something with the word returning. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vayed Moshe es yodoy. Moshe stretched out his hand. Alayom. Here Moshe is listening to Hashem's command. He stretched out his hand on Alayam. The waters return towards the morning. Le'esno means to its previous strength, which sounds like that until now the waters were weak, and now the waters became strong. Umitzrayim and the Egyptians. Okay, Nosim Likrosoi. The Egyptians were running towards the waters. Bayinaer Hashem Esmishem Hashem stirred the Egyptians. V'soch Hayom inside the Yam. Now, what does this mean? Let's see over here. Say over here the Rashi. Rashi is a long Rashi. Rashi is over here. Lifnoi Spiker. The first thing Rashi over here says that Lifnoi means towards the morning, which means it was the very end of the night. When did it happen? When did Hashem kill the Egyptians? When did the Yam return and cause the Egyptians that were there to die? When did they drown? The very, very end of the night, right before Alois HaShachar. Lifnei Boker, Le'esha Boker, Poine Lovoi, at the time when the morning is coming, is arriving. It is turning to arrive. Le'esonoi, what is the word Le'esno? Le'tokvoi Harishon, to its original strength. Nosim likrasai, the Egyptians were running towards it. Shahayu mehum mamim umetu rafim, they were confused and shaken up. The rots, and they were running likras haman. They were running towards the waters. They were running towards water. So here Rashi over here says is that they were in a state. They were, two different words, amohuma and mituraf. Discombobulated, and they were running towards the waters. Vayinar Hashem ka'adam sheminar esakel. The person stirs a pot. V'hoyvecho elyon lamata. What was on top, he puts to the bottom. V'atachton lamala. Kachoyu oilim v'yardin. The Egyptians were going up and down. Umishtabrin bayam, and they were being broken. Their body was being broken to pieces. V'nosan hakadosh baruch hu bochem chiyus l'kabel hayisud. Hashem gave them strength. Hashem gave them strength to live and to suffer. Vayinayer, v'shonik, what's word vayishon? I don't know what that word means. Vayinayer, no, he's over here, it means to stir. V'loshon teruf, v'loshon arami. It means to be ripped apart in Aramaic. V'har b'yesh b'medesh agadah. Okay, that's all the Rashi. Let's see the Targum. Targum says, Okay, let's see over here the Targum. Targum where it says Vardeim Moshe Yos Ide Moshe lifted his hand. Al Yamo. The Sov Yamo, the Yam returned. Li'idon. Okay, that's a different word. Li'idon, we have to see exactly that means. The word idon means at the time of tzafra. Okay, we'll have to come back to this in a second. Lesukfe to its strength. Umitzroe orkin, and the Egyptians were orkin likadur musay. They were running towards it. Vishanek Hashem yos mitzroe bigoyema. Hashem went and he stirred, or he broke the Egyptians in the Yam. Okay, let's go through one thing at a time over here in this passage in the Mefarshim. There's a lot. It has a few ideas over here on the side of the page, and maybe that will explain the Targum, and in the process of explaining the Targum, we'll be able to understand Rashi as well. Okay, the first thing over here is Li'idon Tzafra. Over here it says in this commentator, Le'esa boiker duloy kirashi shapera shiyardu balaylo. Shayardu balayla be'ais shaboyke pono lova. Wow. Okay, this is incredible. Let me one more. Okay, let me go for the tzarchiyim. Shalifnes boyker targum limipani rash ramsha. Elsewhere he says towards the rashma, towards the evening. V'yesh lemesh lifnes perusha ponecha v'yesh lifnei ponecha. Okay, we have here a major machlokes between Rashi. This is such a massive machlokes. It's unbelievable. I never heard of this before. Rashi and Unkelis, when did the Yam, it answers a lot of questions. When did the Yam destroy the Egyptians? Okay, this gives us Acharon Shel Pesach. It's an amazing thing what it says over here. We always are brought up that there's something called Shvi Shel Pesach. What is Shvi Shel Pesach? The seventh day of Pesach. What happened on the Shvi Shel Pesach? The Yam split. When? Oh no, this not no. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. But I just saw now was I take it back. Let's go one thing at a time. When did the Yam split? So it seems pretty clear, everyone says that the Yam split in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, they were traveling. That's what it seems. The Yam split in the middle of the night. Shvi Shel Pesach, the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, was like Makas Bechoros. Makas Bechoros took place in the middle of the night. And Kriyas Yamsuf took place in the middle of the night. But now here's the difference. When did the Yam return to its original state and wipe out the Egyptians? So according to Rashi, also in the middle of the night. The end of the night. So by the time it was Alois HaShachar, by the time it was time to daven Shachris, to daven Kivosikin, it was all over. Klal Yisrael passed through the Yam and the Egyptians were dead. According to Targum, no, that's not what happened. The Yam maybe indeed split in the middle of the night, but the Yam did not. But the Yam returned to its original state in the morning, when it was already sunrise, after sunrise. Why? It all depends on how you translate the word Lifnois Boiker. The pasuk says, "Vayed Moshe es yod al hayom, vayoshav hayom," and the Yam returned lifnois boker. How do we translate these two words, lifnois boker? Do we translate these words, lifnois boker, to mean towards the morning? If you say it means towards, it's still in the middle of the night. It's towards the end of the night. And in a very short time, it's going to be morning, but it's not yet morning. It's still night. And as it's getting closer to the morning, that is when the Yam is splitting towards the morning. But the water is coming back. It's still middle of the night. Whereas, according to Unkelis, Lifnei Spiker means the time of the morning. It is already morning, and the Yam now is returning to its original state. So that's why Rashi made this comment. Rashi looked at the Targum, and the Targum saw the Targum says lift nice bike, and the Targum says liidon safra, the time of mourning. The time of the morning. That is when it was already now 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Now the Yam returned to its original state and the Egyptians are dead. That's what the Targum said. Rashi saw this comment and Rashi says, you're making a mistake. That's not what happened. When it says, Le'idon Tzafa, Rashi, Lifnais Boiker, Le'esha Boiker Poine Lovoi. It's getting close to the morning, but it's not yet morning. Okay, a major machlokes Rashi Unkelus. Over here, I'll read you over here in the comments. Le'es HaBoker in the commentary writes, Deloi ki Rashi, sheperash, sheyardu balayla, that the water came back to its original state in the middle of the night, be'es, at the time, shehaboker, poneh lovo, is coming, but it's still in the middle of the night. Okay, Rashi over here says, because the Targum says, Idon Tzafra means the time of morning. It was already morning. Now you know why Rashi made that comment. He's coming to disagree, to take issue with what it says in the Targum. Okay, then over here, he goes further in the commentary and he says that the Targum contradicts himself. Because here, when it says, Lifnois Boiker, it means the time of the morning. And in the Chumash Bereishis, It says, Lifnois Erev. I don't know which pasuk that is. You have to go look at this pasuk. Lifnois Erev. And there, the same Targum translates it. It translates it as Limipne Ramsha. It doesn't say Idon. Here, Mipne, he translates as Idon, the time of mourning. There, when it says the word Lifnais, he translates it as Limipane. Limipane means before the evening in that pasuk. So he says so he gives an answer. V'yesh, he says this is V'yesh Loimar. Shall Lifnais Perushai Ponecha, V'yesh Lifnei Ponecha, V'yesh. I don't understand this. He's giving a whole Joshua. I don't understand what he's saying over here. Okay, but it's clear that there's a machlokes Rashi Unkelus. Okay, next. Then it says Vayina'er. The Targum says Vishanek. What does that word mean? Lashon Teruf, the Lashon Arami.
Because a person who does word doesn't get.
Okay, we have over here a whole collection of children who have come to the Beis Medrash, make a lot of noise. There's one thing about children, they know how to do very well. Very well. They know how to make noise. They're very good at that. Baruch Hashem. You should know years ago, I hear all the years, this place was dead. This shul was dead. That's why I come here. I like the quiet. And now, it's Lebedik here. Whew, is it Lebedik here? Baruch Hashem. Vayinayar. When I was their age, what was I doing at this time? I was watching television. When I was their age, I was sitting now at this time of the day, 7:51, glued to the television. So these kids don't have a television. No way. These kids don't have a television. They don't have internet in the house. The parents don't let them have internet. So what do they do all night? They go with sugar. So they come to the Spanish to learn. Very nice. They come and learn something. Some of them have tutors. Some of them don't. Alright, Vayinayar over here. So over here, let's see, over here is Vishanek. What does mean Vishanek? Over here in the comment it says Loshan Teruf Loshan Arami. The word Shanek means Teruf, it means to be ripped apart. By Yosef it says Toruf Taraf Yosef. Yosef has been ripped to pieces. So the Egyptians were broken into little pieces. They were mutilated. The shnek means they were mutilated. Perish shnek kumo perish vayinayar b'mikra. Okay, avol merashi b'til mashu shu loshon avota means to be hit. Yesha Mapila Laurets, Elosha Matagin, but Haber Machane. Chenek. Alright, that's all it says over here. Alright, so that's all he really says. Now go back to the Rashi. Rashi over here says, yeah.
Which they
try
to do to him.
For sure they're not going to
be.
It returned Le'es, Le'tavkoi HaRishayim. Okay, it returned to its original strength. Okay, everyone seems to agree with that. Now, let me just ask you a question. I mean, Pasuch of Zion is Moshe's response to Hashem's command. Hashem told in Pasuch of Vav, you shall lift up your hand upon the Yam. Corresponding to Hashem's command in Pasuk Chavav, Pasuk of Zion says, Vayed Moshe es yodoy al hayam. So Moshe did what he was told to do. And in Pasuk Chavav is, V'yeshuvu hamayim al mitzrayim al richbo v'yal parashav. In Pasuk of Zion it says, Vayoshav hayam. Lifnois boiker le'esonoi u'mitzrayim nosim likrosoi. Now, okay, let's do another pasuk. I want to show what's bothering me. Let's do another pasuk. Pasuk Chavches, it says, again, Vayashuvu. A second Vayashuvu. I thought we already did the Vayashuvu. Pasuk Chavches, Vayashuvu Hamayim, Vayichasu it covered, Es HaRech of the chariots, V'yesa Poroshim and the horsemen, L'chol Chel Paro, the entire army of Paro, Haboim Acharehem Bayom, the entire army of Paro, which was traveling after them, who's them? Them are the Jewish people in the Yam. Lo Nishar Bohem Adecha, there wasn't even one person left. Let's see Rashi Chavches. Rashi, Vayichasu, they covered us Harechev, L'chol Chel Paro, Kach Derech HaMikoyes, Lift of Lamed Yisrael, Kamo L'chol Kelov Ta'asen Nechashas, V'chem L'chol Kloya Mishkon, L'chol Avod Asov, V'yisadu, I don't know what the word is, V'yis Doysam, U'meisrehem, oh, V'yisvitse Doysam, U'meisrehem, L'chol Kloyem, V'eino Elo Tikun Loshem. So he's asking a question. The question is, why does it say in Pasuk Chavches? It's only kind of the end of Pasuk Chavches is instead of in Pasuk. The Lam, Lichol Chel Paro. The Pasuk should have said, Vayeshuvu Hamayim. The waters return, Vayechasu Esarecha V'yesa Paroshim. And there's no need for there to be the letter Lamed. All it should say is, the waters return, and they cover the chariots and the horsemen. All of the army of Egypt, Kol Chel Paro, Aboim Acharehem Bayom Lo Nishar Bohem Anechad. Why is there a lamed before the word Chol? Lichol. So Rashi says poetic. It's style. It's not a substance. Substantive. It's just stylistic. Now, that obviously has to be a signal that the Targum probably is something different. Chav Ches in the Targum, Visavu Maya, Vachafay recovered, Yos Risikaya, that's the chariots, Vyos Parosha, and then it says over here, Lichol Mashriyos Paro, Da'ala Basrehon, Lichol for all of the army. The Mashriyos is the word for Chel, a Paro. The Allah, which went up Basrehoin, Bayama in the Yam, Lo Ishtar Bohoin Arechad, there was no one even left. Let's see over here the commentator. He says any comments over here to open this up. Lichol. So over here he quotes over here Rashi. Rashi Lichol, Das Rashi Islam Yisrael, Bimilazu. Ulchor Ein Tam Shunkulis Yaviu Bitar Gumoi. Wow. This is something very interesting. You see, this is something very, another lesson in Targum. To write the encyclopedia on Targum. This is a rule. Over here, the person who wrote this book, the Sefer, he's pointing out something very interesting that people mostly don't know. When the Targum translates a Pasuk in Chumash, the Targum if it's really true, we had this a number of times, that there's a letter in the word that is not there for any purpose whatsoever, and then the Targum Onkelos will, and the only reason why it's there is for poetic purposes. That's only true in Hebrew. Hebrew is a language of poetry. This is a very, you see, I understand something now, thanks to Rabbi Lazer. If not for you, I would never appreciate this. This is an incredible, incredible insight. What is the difference between Hebrew and Aramaic? There are many differences, right? Over the years, we've got a lot, we spend a lot of time learning this type of stuff, describing all the, you know, the differences and this, that. I never appreciated this. There's another major difference. In Hebrew, there is stylistic writing, where you have a word, and you basically, you change the word to make it sound good, even though the letters that you're adding don't belong there. I'll give you an example. These nicknames, you have a kid. So you call the kid Yankel, Yaakov. So you want to make it sound nice. Yankelo. Yeah, boy, David. Davidol. So if you write down the name, it's wrong. The name is David. So what are you saying? Davidol. What are you doing? You're embellishing it. You want to sound and make it sound nice. When you write Hebrew, in order to make the word sound nice on the page, the Torah, according to Rashi, adds letters. Change it. Ozi v'zimroska. Right. Ozi v'zimros. It's Oz. Oz v'zemer. What's Ozi v'zimros? Doesn't make any sense. If you go into a school where they get, you write Hebrew, what are you doing? You want to say something. Oz. Uzo. V'zimra. What's this word, these words here? Ozi, the Zimros. This is poetry. What are you doing? You're abusing the language. It's not the way you express word Oz and Zim. So the answer is no. Hebrew allows itself to be abused and have letters, added letters, like Ozi the Zimros, an extra Yud, an extra Asaf, and Aramaic. No such thing. In the Aramaic language, the words have to be spelled and pronounced perfectly. There's no poetry in Aramaic. That's a rule. That is a difference. Now that rule now can work to our advantage in understanding the Pshat and the Pasuk. Because if Rashi over here, he sees this word over here that says over here, Lichol Chel Paro. According to Rashi, why is there a lamed? So it's Hebrew. So Rashi is able to say, oh, it's poetry. The word is, the interpretation of the pasuk is, the entire army of Paro that was chasing after the Jewish people. So why does it say the word the lamed, lichol? Oh, it's Hebrew. It's poetry. Oziv izimraska. Now, Targum comes along and translates the pasuk into Aramaic. In Aramaic, there's no poetry. You just say it the way it is. So, in Aramaic, the Targum Onkelos should have left out the letter Lamed. The letter Lamed in Aramaic does not belong there, because there's no such thing as poetry in Aramaic. So the pasuk should say, in Pasuk Chav Ches, the Targum should say, the Yos Po Roshaya Kol Mashri Yos Paro Da'ala Bos Rehon. In Hebrew, you can have poetry, you could add a lamed to make it sound good, but not in Aramaic. So the Targum should have removed and deleted the letter lamed, because there's no poetry in Aramaic. And in fact, the Targum does, in fact, leave out letters like this in other places in the Chumash. So why then did the Targum keep the letter Lamed in the translation? it must be that it's not poetry. It's not poetry. It means something. Lichol means for all. So then what does the pasuk then mean? The waters returned, and they covered the chariots and the horsemen, and the chariots, lichol chel paro, it covered the chariots and the horsemen for all of the army of Paro. So it sounds like the chariot and the horsemen, they were covered l'chol, or maybe we should say, there are probably many ways to interpret this, but the lamed is critical. Maybe, let me ask a simple question. How many elements are listed over here in this pasuk? There's certainly the chariots and the horsemen. When it says the chel paro, is the chel paro a third category? Or is the chel paro a catch-all that means there's only the chel paro? In the chel of paro, there are two parts. There is the rechev and the parashim. The rechev and the parashim are the chel paro. So there are two categories, and the army is made up of two parts. The chel paro is the army. It's made up of the rechev and the parashim. Is that the pshat? Or is it no? There are three completely separate things. There is the rechev, and the other parashim, and then there's the chel paro. So according, if you have the lamed, then it sounds like that the rechev and the parashim are part of the chel paro. But if you don't have the lamed, then it sounds like almost there are three different things. There is the rechev, the parashim, and there is the chel paro, kol chel paro, kol chel paro. So I want to suggest that's the machlokes Rashi and Unkelus. There's a major machlokes. Rashi says the lamed doesn't belong here. And really it should be kol chel paro. And that will thus mean that there are three different components here. There is the rechev, the parashim, and there's the chel paro. Unkelus, by including the lamed in the Aramaic translation, is telling us that in the Hebrew, the letter lamed is not poetry. It's not stylistic, it's not an embellishment of the Hebrew to make it sound nice, but the lamed is an integral part of the word, which would then maybe mean that there are really only two components to the army. Chel paro is a general term, and in the army there is the rechev and the parashim. All right. We will leave it with that. Thank you very much for coming. We learned only a few little things over here. Yashukoyach, do you thank you for teaching this to me? So we're not going to have show the next two nights. The next time will be Thursday. Rav Mordechai Mizrahi, we're not having shir tomorrow night and Wednesday. I'm not going to be here tomorrow night, and the next two nights I'm not going to be here. So the next shir will be Amir Yitzhak Hashem Thursday night. Okay, have a good night. Zay Gazon.
Okay, see you tomorrow.